more now on our heat index. Oscar and Michael Douglas opening up to People magazine about his marriage to actress Catherine Zeta-Jones. Couple made headlines last year when they announced they would spend some time apart, but they have been out together recently, actively working on their relationship. And Douglas tells People that marriage should, quote, never be taken for granted, that it requires constant nurturing. He also says to be careful that your kids don't become all-consuming. He says you can exhaust yourself with the energy you put into your children so that there's none left for the two of you.
That's great advice.
It is great advice. And you can read a lot more of the interview on People. It's in newsstands now.
He compared a marriage to an orchid. You know, if you don't pay attention to it, you don't water it, it'll wither. And
very
it's a very delicate thing. I think it's a very valid point. So glad they're good.
We're pulling for them, that's for sure. Up next on the Heat Index and going viral, a fed-up dad selling his children's trampoline on Craigslist. And the ad has a very snarky title that's got a lot of people talking. The Boston area father writes about how his kids begged and pleaded for the enclosed trampoline, assuring him they couldn't live without it. How many times have we
heard that one, and said that?
Plus, they said, since he messed up their lives by moving them in middle school, you know, so that he owed them. As all parents know, as soon as it's out of the box, the kids have already moved on. And the dad says he's now selling a trampoline to make room for gardenias or tomato plants or a stockade jail to house three grumpy teenagers. That's what he said.
He sounds frustrated.
I'm telling you, I did the same thing. My kids begged me for a trampoline. We got one, and I think they jumped on it three times.
And it was
the exact same situation.
Would you use that language, though?
I didn't publicly shame them. I did not publicly shame
them. That might be the little bit of a difference
there. I do think
there.
All parents can relate to it, whether or not it's a trampoline or a new toy. You know, it's that sort of constant consuming that they want.
You try to get all these assurances. You're really going to use it this time, right? You promise. Yeah.
Actually, our kids are sticking
with the trampoline.
Really?
Ours too. And I also, it's quite fun.
I'm glad your kids jumped on yours because they didn't jump on mine.